we would, Mo would make, let's see, what would you call them?
Ticks?
Bed ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And put cotton in them. And put hay, you know, they'd go and get straw. And, you know, have wheat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd make the wheat, make the bread, you know, to have the wheat thrashed. And then we'd get that straw and put it in there,
mm-hmm.
in that bed tick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
they
would do.
I know Jack used to love to sleep on the feather bed.
Sure did.
Mom used to have one, and that thing would look awful. Try to make it up. You know, you never could get it smooth.
You can't get them straight the same way. You can't get the same amount in all over. It's going to be a little here. I just was so glad when they quit making them. I didn't know what to do so you could make up a bed.
Make it look pretty.
That's right, and sweet.
Well, if, sometimes if you... If you just put like a quilt down on the floor and maybe a...
We call it a pallet.
That's right.
Yeah, a pallet.
Okay, what would you call laying down alongside of a stream that maybe you wanted to...
Be cool, I mean...
Well, if you wanted to plant it down there.
A garden? No.
Well, just...
God, let's see, what stream?
Well, if you've got like a field, you know, you got a big field, and you're gonna plow up all of the field.
That's right.
Then you might call the land that's down there close to the stream
the bottoms.
That's right.
Yeah,
it'd be different
bottom.
From the rest of
that's
the.
That's right. Yes, and that's the bottom. So we used to plant corn and beans in the bottoms, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it'd be moist all the time next to that stream. Yes.
Well, what about if you had like a swampy land and you had water standing in it and what if it was a little spot out in your field? What would you call that little plot of land that was kind of swampy?
Let's see, they call that bottoms. And it's wet down there. And Hebatide, you could never get it dry. They'd have to dig a ditch
mm-hmm.
down through there to get that land where you could work it and plant. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what different kinds of soil would you have in the field?
Well, I just don't know.
What about some? Was there mm-hmm. any kind of soil? It was like part clay and part sand?
That's right. Sand and red land mm-hmm. and gray land.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you call the part that was the most fertile? It was dark and
uh-huh. We call that the bottom land, because it is richer, you know, and better than the other.
What do you, you dig the ditch,
that'd dry that land out in the bottom.
What are some of the names of some of the streams of water around here, you know? I mean, just some of the little ones around in here. You got any little names of some of them?
Nothing but ponds.
Ponds.
I love little creeks. Little streams,
yeah.
Creeks. That's what we used to call them all the time when I was a child. Tell the creek, just go to the creek, out of to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Creek and river.
That's still fun to wade in the creek.
So,
I said, it's still fun to wade in the creek.
That's right.
What ponds do you have for? A channel that's cut by a stream of rain in the field if you don't plow right. If you don't plow right, it'll come a big rain, and the rain will just almost wash it away, and there'll be big holes, or big ditches.
Gullies and ditches.
That's right.
Yes, gullies and ditches.
Let's
wash the land away, wash all the soil off of it.
Going along and you come up to a big steep hill and it just keeps going up and keeps going up and keeps going up.
You call that a mountain.
That's right.
Yeah, call it a mountain.
Well, what if you had like a